you go, the sound of Elvis Blue coming out of your radio on a fresh Tuesday, the 11th of July. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. You're with me, Mike, in the morning, and the show proudly powered by Accelerate Security. And speaking of shows, well, I've been telling you, there's a show coming your way this Saturday, the 15th of July, and Elvis Blue live in town at La Montagne Resort. But that's not all, because there is going to be a very, very exclusive, special opening performance, and getting the stage by a Varam is a man who's making a serious name for himself on not just the local music scene, but internationally. He's getting serious recognition, and as a country music player of note, the name John Massa is a name that you're going to need to get familiar with, and he's on the line with me right now, ahead of his gig here in Belito. And John, good morning. How's your Tuesday going?
How's it, my guy? I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yo, you know, I'm always excited to talk live music, always excited to talk to musicians and performers, and it seems like you are riding a wave at the moment, man. Your name is seriously trending and going places, and before I really, you know, toot your horn and and talk about some of the exciting stuff that I've discovered, let's just hear it from your own lips. How did your journey in music begin, and how would you describe yourself as a performing artist?
Yes, brother, I'm so blessed. Thanks for this opportunity. Well, it all started for me about 20 years ago. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. Overnight success, I don't know. I think you measure success by the time you put in, and not what happens to you. So I'm not where I'm want to be yet. Let me say that. But I mean, I'm somewhere in the future, and I look much better than I look right now. So, but I mean, at the end of the day, what happens is, it all started 20 years ago. I started as a freelance musician, played drums for a lot of South Africa's, called them superstars. And toured with them. Sorry. And from there, you know, I just decided that I think that I've got more inside of me than what I've given in the music scene. So I thought that, you know what, why not give it a shot? So I started writing songs and putting it out there, and started writing songs with other people. And yeah, since then, I mean, I recorded Southern Bell in 2019, just before COVID. And so I'm actually at the moment, I'm busy working on another single. And so I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening and a lot of stuff coming in the near future. So yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to say too much. I want the people to come and listen to the story at the show on Saturday at La Montagne. So I mean, it's a really big blessing for me to know people from, you know, Music Unlimited, Mareike and Mac Brown. You know, they're my family. So I mean, we not in blood, but I mean, we've come a long way. and you know, I mean, for me to open for Elvis Blue on Saturday is such a big honor. He's such a great musician, and he's such an amazing, talented songwriter, artist, musician, just human being in general. Just straightforward point.
Amen to that. But listen, yeah. I mean, it seems to me that there is this kind of school of rock, if you want to call it that. You know, we had Rikus Snell recently was brought out to Belito, also Music Unlimited bringing him to Belito for a great concert. And chatting to him on the radio, he also started out as a session musician, playing in lots of different bands, getting a whole education by getting exposed to, you know, top tier South African talent. And it seems like you've followed a similar trajectory now and branching out on your own. So you've put the drumsticks down, you've picked up a guitar, hey?
Yeah,
and it looks
so
like
so. The thing is that I've worked with Rikus now all my life, and he spread his wings. So I thought, you know what?
There you go.
Right behind you, brother. So, I mean, and yeah, it's the same with a lot of the guys, you know, internationally as well. I mean, if you look at a guy like Keith Urban, I mean, he was in Australia. If you go and look at his history, I mean, he was, before he was Keith Urban, he was a session guitarist. He was a studio player, and he was a freelance guitarist, and he toured with artists. And, you know, also the thing is, so I think there's not a specific protocol that you need to follow and, you know, thing that you need to do in order for you to become a superstar or to become a touring artist or whatever the case may be. I just think that, you know, your passion develops as you go. There's a beautiful saying, they say that you grow as you go. So I mean, you grow as a musician, you grow as a songwriter, you grow as a human being, and you go through a lot of stuff, you know, breaks and bulls and breaks and bulls, and you fall and you stand up and you fall and you stand up. At the end of the day, that forms you as a human being. And yeah, so for me, when I look at my own career and I look at my story, I had a pretty normal upbringing. The thing is that I just love music, and I just love writing stories, telling stories, and, you know, just playing good music.
Absolutely. I love good music. Connecting with an audience, man. And it looks like you're connecting not just with local crowds, but across the seas. You've been picked up on a radar, and, you know, Afrikaans music and country music, American country, seem to share a kind of similar DNA in a sense. And it looks like, I mean, I'm a big fan of your Sweet Southern Belle single, which we've got lined up on the playlist, by the way. We're going to give it a spin right after this. And it's such a class act as a country number. So your background has served you well as a singer-songwriter moving in this direction. And now I hear that you have picked up a nomination for the 2023 Texas Sounds International Country Music Awards in October correct. This year. Is that right?
That's correct. That's 100%.
That's incredible, man. How did this come about?
Yes, man. So they randomly pick people each and every year, you know, internationally. And, I mean, there's not a lot of guys that come from, like, Africa, if I say so that. So, I mean, I got a call from the guys. So I worked in America for some time. So the thing is that I have submitted all my stuff to their music stations.
Yeah.
And, you know, did a couple of gigs there. And, you know, so I have been in the circuit for quite some time. But, I mean, and, yeah, so it's a random pick. But I think that, you know, the people there, they kind of know, you know, in Texas, I've got people there as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, they promote me and all that kind of stuff. So they entered me without me knowing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when they phoned me, I'm like, yes, this is a random pick. I've been picked randomly. So they
really?
Actually, at the end of the day,
you're not a total random. You know, it might be like a bit of a wild card thing, but looking at the information I've got in front of me, from this is the official certificate of nomination from the Texas Sounds International Country Music Awards, with the 11th annual production of this award ceremony coming up on in October this year. It says your nomination, based upon evident talent as discovered via online media and vetted by an independent selection committee. So don't say it's random. You've earned it.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, I'm very, very happy about that. And I'm really excited about it. I mean, even if I get the nomination or if I get the award, it's a bonus and it's amazing, whatever. And just for me being nominated, I mean, for me, it means a lot. And it means, you know what, the story is out there and the people are listening to the music and they're getting, you know, they're getting what they want. So, I mean, for me, I feel that that the music that I submit is doing what it's supposed to do. And I mean, for me, I'm not there for the money. I'm not there for, you know, for the fame or whatever the case may be. There's a beautiful thing Bruce Springsteen always said, and I always tell the story. I say that when you get onto stage, whether there's one person or there's 100,000 people, you're singing for one person. because that could be that person's first show that he's ever seen in his life, or it could be his very last show that he will ever see in his life or her life. So you have to make it count, and that's why music speaks louder than words. I always tell artists when I meet them that you must remember one thing, that you're never bigger than your music. Your music's always bigger. Nobody knows the whole full band of the Rolling Stones, but they know their song. Nobody knows all the Beatles, but they know their song. So that means that your music always speaks louder than you. And that's, you know, for me, I mean, I love submitting good stories. That's the thing.
Bottom line.
Inspiring people.
And if you want to hear the master storyteller that is John Massa, the man I'm talking to right now, John, you're going to be getting things vuurwarm on the stage this coming Saturday ahead of Elvis Blue at La Montagne Resort in Belito. And for those that haven't experienced a live performance of yours, what's your set going to be looking like? Are there any teasers, any tasty things you want to mention?
I've got a couple of oldies, and then I'm gonna perform, you know, a couple of my own original songs. Sweet Southern Belle is going to be in the set. I've got a couple of nice classics. I've got a couple of nice singer songwriter country music songs, and then obviously there's a couple of hidden tracks that I won't be spilling the beans right now, but I mean, yeah, it's really going to be such an amazing show, and I've been looking forward to the show for quite some time now. So if I can just say from my side, I mean, Marijke, Matt, you guys, you know, you are doing such good work and so much investment in the South African, you know, South African artists, that I don't think you guys really think or realize what you guys do to people's hearts. So thank you to Music Unlimited for this opportunity.
Well, there you go. And if you haven't got your ticket yet, get onto itickets.co.za or musicunlimited.co.za, and you'll find the link to this weekend's gig. John Massa bringing his brand of incredible singer-songwriter music to a stage in Belito at La Montagne Resort, and Elvis Blue raising the roof right after that. And John, it's been a real pleasure chatting to you, my friend. Looking forward to catching up this weekend. And
thanks so much.
We'll make sure the weather gets a bit warmer for you by the time you arrive, okay?
Awesome. And I hope that people's suitcases are packed.
Oh, yeah.
Lekker.
Cheers, my friend. And
awesome.
Here he is.
Cheers, buddy.
John Massa, folks, and you're going to want to see him doing his thing live. Here he is right now, Sweet Southern Belle.